Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Cavaliers able to avenge the loss to the Indiana Pacers last night. It was 127-112. Ken had mentioned earlier, they only shot 34% from three-point range, but certainly made up for it. They were 26 of 31 at the free throw line. Them being able to get there was nice. Donovan Mitchell had that excellent first quarter. He exploded out of the gates. It's so funny. Yesterday at the end of the show, I kind of whispered, I'm like, the internet had some chatter because you got to find a problem with every team. You got to find something to get better at. And you made a good point. You're like, well, coaches do have to do that. Coaches are always trying to make the team better.
That's why I'd rather just, because if I sit here and I try to find flaws with a 34-5 team, they're going to be outside the door waiting to beat me up. I'm not going to do that. I will listen to Kenny. Football, I'll do it with some things because there's so many pieces. Basketball, I'm just going to listen to Kenny Atkinson
Donovan Mitchell had scored 15, 19, 11, 19. Four straight games where, you know, our best player didn't really look like a best player. But a big part of that, obviously, has been Kenny Atkinson came in and asked to get a buy-in from the superstar so everybody else could get their games lifted. Well, what have we seen from Darius? What have we seen from Evan Mobley? I mean, their games have gone to another level. They're both going to be all-stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how good they are going to be. And last night, well, national television, what do you know? On the road, Donovan's like, yeah, I'm going to take over first quarter. And he did. And he ends up with 35 points. Donovan Mitchell on avenging, or at least being able to get that win and not necessarily stuff the stat sheet on most nights.
But I'm doing what's asked of me, not really worrying about, you know, the perception of it. We're winning high level, and some nights are going to be where I got to be aggressive. I think the one thing that's going to remain the same is the aggression. This is going to be nights where I continue just to lead in different ways. But as long as we win the game, you know, as long as we're winning, may not be the way everybody's used to me, you know, doing it, but we're winning. We're the best record league, so clearly it's working.
So Cavaliers able to get a victory yesterday, and Max Strus was pretty good off the bench. We talked about the full court pressure that the Pacers were able to deploy. And I said yesterday they'd have an answer this time around. Eventually, they did have an answer. And that has been really the true mark of this team, that they have been able to overcome, you know, any challenges that they get thrown their way. It really has not bothered them. This is a team that does feel like it can win a bunch of different ways.
Now,
last night, they felt like they needed the superstar to step up in the opening quarter, and that's exactly what they did.
And that said, even though I said what I just said about, hey, I'm going to listen to Kenny Atkinson, if they would have lost again to Indiana, I think then you're going, well, what's the matchup here and what are other teams learning? Because it's, you know, there are teams that you don't match up well with. And Indiana might be a team that matches up better against you than other teams. All right, how do I figure out ways to get past them? That's where your talent has to shine through.
What do you think? We got the Cavs flexed for two additional times. What, the Boston Celtics game?
Yes.
Going to be flexed?
Yes.
This is going to be, I think this probably means we're probably going to be playing later basketball.
Bright lights.
Probably maybe a lot of those games can be switched back. That was the one thing I was a little annoyed with when we had LeBron. It's like all the 7 o'clock games are now 8 o'clock games.
Well, I do have these here because these are Eastern time games. This is from the Cavs yesterday. The Cavs taking on Atlanta January 30th. That is the game time changed to 7 on January 30th, the Boston at Cleveland, February 4th now, TNT, both these games are TNT, that game time changed to 7:30,
okay. 7:30. Not too bad.
Thank you.
But I think those that were wondering when the respect was coming, I kind of feel like over the last week, since the Oklahoma City game, the respect thing has kind of been a non-issue, right? We're getting the respect.
I mean, ever since that one, that's
you're
basically
getting all
what
the national talking heads now, which is where you
You just didn't get
That's your respect gauge, right?
Yeah, you just didn't get it for the first third of the season. But I think a lot of people like, yeah, you kind of got to earn that.
It's weird. Shaq has strong opinions, but he's not like a flamethrower. He's not that guy.
He just picks on superstars.
Well, yeah, but he's willing to like go, like he's not like going to draw it out and then like do a Stephen A. and walk in and do champion's pose. He's willing to say like a guy, he's not, I don't think he's going to say he was wrong because he probably wasn't wrong back then. I mean, I got to uncover some history there again when Donovan was at Utah. But when you have Shaq saying like, hey, Donovan, I've been hard on him and he's doing a great job and this is a team that can go to an NBA finals. Like, yeah, you respect that opinion. I respect Shaq.
He does pick his fights and then they linger. But you're right. He's not like every time on TNT just with a laundry list of guys he's attacking.
It's such a weird thing with him. Yeah, he's never trying too hard. He's never trying too hard with it. So I take that respect. I love it.
Meanwhile, Ohio State getting ready for the national championship game Monday night. They're still practicing in Columbus. Chip Kelly, offensive coordinator, he addressed the media yesterday and was asked whether or not now there's less pressure on Ryan Day.
I do not sense any load off of his shoulders right now. Maybe ask me that question next Tuesday, but I do not sense any load off of his shoulders right now.
Imagine what it's like to be right now, Ryan Day. Like, you know Ryan Day wants to do an I told you so. Mm-hmm. Right? People like me who have, you heard Dennis Dodd yesterday, like Dennis Dodd's telling him, hey, go to the NFL. Get out of this craziness where you're going to be ripped for having one of the best records in college football
history. Trust me, I heard Dennis Dodd yesterday.
Did he hear you?
He did not hear you.
Did not hear me.
So you got to imagine, like, Ryan Day's one game away. But it's almost like we're right back to the pressure of that Michigan game. We are right back
but
there.
But don't you feel like he's going to cut the same thing that he did after Notre Dame last year? He's going to do it on the whole country.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
If he gets the win.
I hope he has names.
He should.
I hope he has
people out.
Names one by one.
That's the fun of this sport. Hey,
I've had Ohio State coaches give me a call before because of things I said online.
I was in the room. So I can be the I can be the witness for it. Yeah, I hope he goes out there and he does it. Which, by the way, if you want to hear the opposite of James Lipton on In the Actor Studio, please go back and listen to our interview with Dennis Dodd yesterday, especially my questions or the attempts at questions with Dennis Dodd yesterday from CBS. You wrote last week that, hey, win or lose, he should take off.
3-1,000, 4-1,000
Yeah.
Is that
a question? Oh, yeah. Audio courtesy of our show. Go to 923thefan.com to hear the whole thing.
Now, towards the end of the show yesterday, we got word there was going to be a Mike Tomlin press conference. And some Pittsburgh fans and some Pittsburgh
media
started to think, well, this is weird. What's going on here? Why are they making the announcement like this? Well, Mike Tomlin not going anywhere and was even asked on whether or not there could be a Mike Tomlin trade.
At least one team has reached out to inquire about your availability, understanding that you have a no-trade clause in your contract. What's your message to any team that may reach out to the Steelers to gauge interest or availability in your services?
I have no message. Save your time.
So, Mike Tomlin going nowhere. You always wonder, is there a trade that Pittsburgh could be like, no, Mike Tomlin is our coach. Oh, wait, they're going to give us that? Is there ever a situation where you could even be on the fence to
he's
that
never
degree?
He's never going to be on the dais saying, like, oh, yeah, make the trade for me. But, yeah, behind the scenes, there could be a possibility where they ask him and he goes, I could see myself being there. I could see myself coaching that team.
It's funny. If you would have ever told me, Ken, the Browns would be coming off a 3-win season and Mike Tomlin could potentially be available, would I want the Browns to move heaven and earth to get him? Up until this year, up until really last year,
up until last week,
I would have said no. I don't. I mean, I would have said yes. Do everything you can.
Of course.
Now I'm saying,
I've never seen a Pittsburgh Steelers team walk out there and just die.
Right.
In a playoff game,
and we don't have a quarterback either, by the way. So it'd be one of those things. If we had that quarterback and we were ready to take off, we don't have that guy.
Kevin is not a. I'll tell you this. Kevin is not a motivator. I'll never accuse him of being one. In those playoff games, they didn't go out and die. They played their asses off. In the game against Houston, they ran to the wrong spot very hard against the Houston offense. Yeah, that was That was ugly on Saturday.
It was. It was bad all the way around, and that's it for about last night.
Also, the Browns hired Tommy Rees as their offensive coordinator, who was someone I would not have picked. I'll tell you why.